You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The mass shooting in an Orlando nightclub that killed 49 people focused the nation's attention on the gay, lesbian, and transgender community. Those Orlando headlines may obscure the fact that transgender people face heavy, heavy challenges day in and day out. The National Coalition of Anti-Violence Programs reports attacks against transgender individuals jumped 13% in 2014. And there's this. Nearly half, 41% of transgender individuals attempt suicide. And when compared to the general population, trans people are nearly four times more likely to have an annual income of under $10,000. A new West Michigan nonprofit is hoping to get trans youth past those barriers. The Grand Rapids Trans Foundation launched late last year. And here with us is the founder and director, Simon Kittock. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you with us. And we welcome Misha Van Varenberg, who's the secretary of the Grand Rapids Trans Foundation. Hello, Misha.
Hi. Thank you, Cynthia.
So glad to have you both with us. Simon, what was your goal in founding the Grand Rapids Trans Foundation?
I think, like you mentioned, there's a lot of statistics that show us that the trans community face many challenges, heightened rates of discrimination, violence, unemployment. And I think that's across the board, across the country. And we see that here in Grand Rapids, too. I work for Grand Rapids Community College, and I'm the advisor for the LGBTQ organization here on campus. I see a lot of students that are struggling not only with financial issues, but with home issues, employment issues, healthcare issues. We really just wanted to kind of take one obstacle out of the way of these students who are dealing with so much already.
And that obstacle is cost.
Yeah. To a large extent, this comes down to a matter of resources and lack of resources. And to a large extent, this comes down to a matter of resources and lack of resources. And we've seen that resources can really help someone get on top of their situation.
And we know the foundation's getting ready to award a scholarship to a low-income trans student in Kent County. How much and who was eligible?
This first year, we had one scholarship for $2,500 awarded to one individual. That individual, all they had to do or be in order to be applicable was to be a trans individual, and they also have to demonstrate financial need.
Misha, I want to get a sense for you. What role did education play in your transition?
Oh, I'd say it has made a tremendous difference. I am transgender. I consider myself post-transition at this point and began transitioning or realized I had to transition my senior year of college. And having a supportive school environment, even though that very much complicated my senior year, and now having a bachelor's degree in addition to having a supportive employer, it has made a significant difference. And having any education after a post-secondary degree can do a great deal to alleviate the disparity between transgender people and their cisgender peers in unemployment in that under 10,000 statistic you mentioned earlier. Mm. And so knowing that that was a possibility and that was our goal for the first year of the program for the Trans Foundation, that made it very attractive to me and I was eager to take part.
My understanding was when you transitioned, you had health insurance, but it was excluded.
That is correct, yes. And things are changing now. We get to see exactly how that's going to shake out and how insurance providers are going to interpret the most recent set of rulings. But the Affordable Care Act has made tremendous effort to make sure that transgender people can have not only the standard basic requirements that should be covered under all health care plans, but also the trans-specific care that so many of us need.
So the fact that you had your degree, didn't have a lot of debt, and that degree helped you get a job, helped make this possible for you in a way that might not have been the case had you not had that degree.
5 odd years ago, I was in a situation where I had to pay for most of my trans-specific medical care out of pocket, and I was able to do that without damaging my future prospects.
I was looking on the website for the Grand Rapids Trans Foundation, and I was struck by part of the mission statement. This is a quote. "We're dedicated to removing obstacles that hold our trans community back. Trans folks shouldn't have to fight to survive." And that leads me to wonder, what would you say the environment is like in Grand Rapids for trans people, especially the young people trying to get themselves through school?
Grand Rapids is much like the rest of the country. Your poverty level has a great deal of influence in whether or not you have a good experience moving through the world. And this is true for all people, but it's particularly the case for transgender people. Your experience in Grand Rapids will depend on where you are in life and what resources you have access to. So for folks like me who are lucky enough to have their college education subsidized and have a supportive employer and a supportive family, I've had a very positive experience in Grand Rapids. Hopefully, and that's one of the goals of the foundation, to elevate everyone to that level.
Simon, you've said rights for trans people are 30 years behind the rest of the gay community. Why do you think this is?
As LGBT rights and the gay rights movement kind of came into its own, there was kind of a notable shift in the types of things the LGB community wanted. And I think something like gay marriage, people just loving who they want to love, is a very attractive idea and one that's very easy to sell to a largely straight country. Mm. Gender and gender identity is a much harder concept for people to kind of wrap their heads around. The LGB community has, to a large extent, pursued these low-hanging fruit, love, while using the trans community as a trading chip in some of these legislations to protect. The one that I'm thinking about specifically is ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which basically cut off transgender protections in order to obtain LGB protections. The trans community has often been pushed to the side, therefore just hasn't had the same resources, the same visibility as the rest of the community.
The most recent study showed that transgender people are 0.6% of the American population. That's a very small minority. While that might make it difficult for that to be a relatable issue, if folks may not know transgender people personally, I'd say for such a small minority, that makes it even more important that there be media exposure and public awareness of our needs and legal protections.
How are you hoping to see the work of the Grand Rapids Trans Foundation grow? I know you've just launched the foundation last December, giving out the first scholarship at the end of July. Where do you want to see this work go in the future, Simon?
Ideally, we would love to see our scholarship program expand from where it is. Currently, we only have one scholarship, and we would love to see it expand to really engage more individual lives in our community. In the future, we don't want to presume, our board is 3 members large, and we don't want to presume that we 3 people know what the entire Grand Rapids trans community needs or wants. So we are in the process of creating a survey that will poll the trans community here in Grand Rapids to really find out what are the most important issues that need to be addressed in our community specifically.
Simon Kittock and Misha Van Varenberg are with the Grand Rapids Trans Foundation. You can find out more about the Grand Rapids Trans Foundation by going to their website, grtransfoundation.org, and you can also check them out on Facebook. Simon and Misha, thank you so much for being with us today on Stateside.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you, Cynthia.